So I just got finished watching a movie called Redemption, starring Jason Statham, or Hummingbird, depending on what where you're looking at the movie. And honestly, it is better off being called Redemption than Hummingbird. But I finished watching the movie, and then a thought occurred to me. This has always been something that pops into my head every now and again when I'm looking at a movie, because you generally see it all the time. But it's the trope in which the main female lead ends up with the main actor. And it's one of those things where it's like it's always in the back of my mind, but I never really said anything about it. But now I have a fucking platform, so I'm gonna talk about it because I just feel like talking about it. Because why not? Fuck it. Everything don't gotta be a goddamn movie review or some anime shit. If I ever get too real, please let me know. Like, I don't want to do news. Ew, news. Ugh. But the concept of the trope is the like I said, yeah, when you have a female in the movie and then a man in the movie, like it's the main female lead, main male lead, and then you make them have a relationship where they have feelings for each other or something like that. And I've never agreed with that concept. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying like, oh, just like you like movies that where like they don't end up together. No, by all means, if the characters have fantastic chemistry and the movie itself presents a wonderful way of showcasing two characters actually getting together, then yeah, I mean, you deal with something kind of weird and awkward, like the moment on the second Avengers movie when Black Widow was talking to Bruce Banner about like her troubled past, and then kind of building up like them getting together. You have a weird thing like that, but it probably would have felt far more authentic if they would have showcased throughout a bunch of different movies that she's had feelings for him or something like that. Like maybe play it off in Iron Man 2 when they first introduced her, that she kind of likes some smart guys, like nerdy guys, but more down to earth people other than Tony Stark. So she's like actually describing Bruce Banner as a person before she even met him, something cool like that. And then you got to see when they interact, like she's just overtly flirty with him, and then he's just kind of like thrown off by it because he doesn't get it. I feel that there was a way to make that relationship aspect stick. I mean, I personally liked it in the second Avengers movie. I understand that there's plenty of things fucking wrong with it, but I personally just like the fact that, hey, they gave those two characters that kind of nudge, and like, yeah, I was cool with it. But yes, I totally agree that there should have been, there could have been a better way of handling that pairing, or that that relationship that they did within Avengers 2, because what they did wasn't the best thing. But like I said, it was passable for me to be like, eh, I like it. But in the Redemption movie, but going back, if I will, like that was an example of essentially something like that, like being done in a movie, and then a lot of people having a negative response to it and negative aspects for it and whatnot. But it's kind of one of those things where it's like movies tend to think that you need to have that in order for the movie itself to be successful. Because a lot of things are pushed with the mindset of, well, audiences like this and audiences like that, or this is that and that is this. And there are multiple fucking reasons for that to be true. There are just so many examples that prove, like, yeah, people like a happy ending. People love for the princess to ride off with a prince. People like a white knight. People like a great evil being defeated by a chosen one. These things have proven time and time again to be great story-driven elements. It's almost one of those things where it's like some people try to surmise the word, like a word usage, like tropes or cliches, as a negative aspect when it's not. It's just something that's been used over and over and over again. That doesn't mean that it's bad. It just means that it's been done over and over again. So even with the concept of having a relationship trope within a movie, and it's like, yeah, there's a storytelling element. That's totally fine. You have this story, and these characters that are in the story find some type of mutual relationship with one another while in, because of the situation that happened, and then they are find themselves having some type of feelings for one another. These things can happen. you can be in some type of situation, and then because you got to know another person, you decide that, hey, let's give it a shot. A perfect fucking example is it's a movie Keanu Reeves did with Winona Ryder. I love her name. Winona Ryder. And it's a movie where they're both like invited to a wedding and they met on a plane. And then they're basically just these, they're related to the bride and groom somehow. But they're just awkward. Like they're just like, all they are just these two awkward people. And they find themselves becoming like, they fit so well together because they were so awkward. And the movie is just a charming movie to watch because it is very hilarious and funny. But seeing something like that, and then in contrast, seeing a movie like, I recently rewatched this movie that's like glorified, it's glorifiedly showcased as a bad movie, but I actually liked it. It's called Lockout. It's starring Guy Pearce. That name is just memorable for some reason. But it's starring Guy Pearce in the movie called Lockout. And the main character in the movie is just a complete asshole. And he's just one of the best main characters ever. Like a dude that just does not want to be in the situation, but they're forcing him at it to do it. And it's just, he plays that shit perfectly. Now, the crazy thing is that the movie itself is about him saving the president's daughter. And then at the end of the movie, they kind of have it seem like, you know, they kind of got a thing going on. But contrary to popular belief, the entire movie would dictate otherwise, because he's nothing but brash and rash, and like he's almost everything that she's kind of against. And you can do the odd couple pairing with people sometimes, and it's like, oh, you're just a terrible person. And then it's like, but you have a heart of a gold, but you have the heart of gold, and I think I love you. Like, when you have that as your story, or when you have that to be the makeup of the trope of having two characters end up together by the end of your movie, then that's where I get upset. That's where I have a problem with looking at it, because it just makes me groan. Like, just, ugh, like, why are you forcing this? You don't need to have them be together, you know? Now, Lockout is considered a bad movie. I would disagree. I actually liked it. But the trope aspect was still taken the same as a negative aspect for me. Now, the main thing that I want the movie that made me want to talk about this was the Redemption movie that Jason Statham did. And in that movie, they literally have a nun. And Jason Statham goes throughout the entire movie just kind of charming the pants off of a nun, if you will. But the movie itself, you know, it's not like that would be a bad thing or anything like that. But the movie itself just seems like it didn't need to have that be a concept. If anything, building up the confidence, or him paying back the kindness that the nun showed him, because he starts off the movie as a homeless man, and then who stumbles into an event like into like this high, like really nice apartment that essentially the guy who lives there isn't, like, you find out that he isn't going to be there for quite some time. And so Jason Statham just uses that place to fix himself up and whatnot, you know? And one thing, like, that was really cool about the movie is that it was a movie that kind of just from the get-go had me intrigued, and I love that. But as the movie went on, it just kind of, like, a lot of things happened. I was like, what the fuck? But the issue with the movie was essentially that you have the female character that was the nun, who was generally timid, very shy and closed off and whatnot, and she believed and wanted to help people, but at the same time it was like, I'm not, you know, generally had a conscience of just believing in the good of certain people and things like that. So as the movie went on, she slowly started to see that Jason Statham's perspective of certain things, you know, and it was like, hey, like, You got your way of thinking, I got my way of thinking, but what I'm doing is trying to help me, but it is still bad in a sense, but it's really the only thing I can do because of my past. And that was fine. But to have it to where it just seemed like he was just overly zealous in trying to charm and Romance the Nun is where I was annoyed with the movie. It seems like if he just continued to do gestures of good faith that essentially showcased and highlighted to the nun that, hey, no, I think you're beautiful, you know? And it's like, I want you to appreciate whom you really are. Like, you're not this timid, forget me not nun or anything like that. Like, you're a person with beauty, with aspirations, and you're doing what you're doing, and it's helping people, and it's just what you did help me. So don't feel that what you're doing doesn't matter, anything like that. It does, because it let me be able to start, like, pick myself back up again. And I remember that kindness because you helped me when no one else would. So shit like that would have made the movie far more endearing to me. It just seems like it would have placated a hell of a lot with Jason Statham's character, considering the fact that he was this an ex-soldier suffering from PTSD, as well as being a junkie and well, I guess you could say alcoholic, but they just had him drink a little bit. But he was a recovering junkie and whatnot, and just trying to find work. But essentially, he left the military pending a court martial. So if he ever truly gets found out or anything like that, then his ass is grass. So all of those factors were fantastic and placating his character. But I just didn't appreciate the fact that they had him eventually get the nun to kind of fall for him. It wasn't gonna, because they were setting it up in a situation where it was like they obviously can't be together, but they have them have a moment together, which to me is still the same fucking thing. I mean, if you have a character sleep with a nun, but she goes back to being a nun, kind of goes against one of the rules of being a nun, but it still has that aspect of, like, these characters ended up together. And I felt like it didn't need that. The movie itself had a very nice driving force behind just seeing Jason Statham change his life, and then him being involved in shit that he either didn't agree with or he didn't really care for. And then you see that shift and change, how it affected things and what he did and whatnot. And they could have played that a hell of a lot better. They could have did more, because they introduced that he had a wife. They've been like she has they have he has a child. They've been going through hard times ever since he just became a homeless became a home I was about to say homeless bum, but ever since he became homeless and whatnot. And so then you just had literally like three scenes showcasing that he cares about them or anything like that. One is that he showed him stalking as the daughter was leaving school with the mom. The second one, he confronted the mom when he was all fit, dipped in butter and shining and glistening. Then he gave her some money and she told her how hard her life has been, and everything, yelling at him and whatnot. And then it's just a quick little thing near the end of the movie, dealing with the kid and the wife. And it was just, I felt like that aspect of the movie was hollow. And I was like, it. Now, when the daughter answered the door and then she didn't know who he was, that was just genius. Like, how they set that up was fantastic. But I did not appreciate the fact that I was like, yeah, he's doing all this for the family, for the kid and everything. But I really wish he would have shown that, he had a more, like, he had more of a connection and more of that as a driving factor behind it. It was like, just got to see it a little bit, and then it was like, and so we don't really know whatever why he's doing what he's doing to this extent. And then it just dumped it all at the end. And it was like, no, it was all for them. It was like, oh, okay, I guess. But I wish he would have did more with him having a daughter and him having a wife and trying to, like, showcase that he's trying to fix that or do something with that or anything like that. But instead, you have a majority of scenes that focus on him trying to serenade a nun, for God's sakes, who aptly did things where, it would essentially start up a situation or a conversation or anything like that, where said Jason Statham is attracted to her and showcasing that he's attracted to her and whatnot. And then she would be incredibly professional. And I actually really liked that about her character. And where it was like, hey, you wanted me to come here, like, I'm wearing this dress because I don't really own anything else because I'm a motherfucking nun. But yeah, you had information about, like, someone's murder, so let's talk about that. The end, and it's like, I like that, but it still didn't get rid of the trope. The trope still happened. They still slept together. She still was excited to talk about him and found out things about him and whatnot. And then you just kind of got like a weird separation / Dear John letter type of closure thing to where it was all wrapped up nicely. But I just didn't care for it. I didn't care for it because I don't care for when movies try to do shit like that. A perfect movie that does that has that and it works against it entirely is the Tom Cruise Mummy movie. Now, if you've ever seen that movie, you know, the aspect of him kind of falling for the girl at the end of that movie is totally unwarranted. Like, it's unnecessary at all. Like, it did not need to happen, but they did it anyway. And it kind of kills the factor of what type of person he is to an extent. Hell, there's a part in the movie where she decides to run one way and he goes the complete fucking opposite. We're kind of just dissing the fact like, hey, yeah, you stick with your dumbass idea. I'm going to do this. And it's actually really endearing to his character because, and then they bring up that like, hey, you're selfish. You think for yourself. You have all of these different qualities that make you like a bad person, just different stuff like that. So when you showcase that, you know, the girl would fall for him when the girl's basically been this beacon of justice the entire time or whatnot. It didn't feel right and it didn't fit. It is not a matter of actor chemistry or anything like that, but it's just the characters themselves did not seem to make sense in terms of actually concluding in that aspect. Now you take a movie like, the movie when Tom Cruise gets trapped in a loop and he keep constantly dying and they're fighting aliens. And he goes and talks with the lady who basically used to have the exact same problem, but is like the main soldier. I cannot remember the name of that movie, but you have that relationship build up in comparison to the build up from the Mummy movie. And it's like, yeah, two totally different pieces of fantastic storytelling. Because the one with the alien, when he's trapped in a time loop, you get the understanding and the fantastic camaraderie that he would get with the girl, thus building up into a relationship. He learns so much about her over and over and over again, but essentially each time he meets her, it's fucking like Groundhog's Day. You're getting her to fall in love with you over and over and over again every time you see her. And it becomes so second nature to you because you do care about her that it's just, you know everything that she loves, you know everything that she likes, and you're just able to hit all those notes. It's fantastic. And it was authentic. It made sense. And it was good. And it even helped the fucking story. But when you just throw in that concept within anything and you just toss it in there, you just throw that trope in there, these characters have to end up together because we've got a guy and a girl, and that's what the story revolves around. No one seems to ask the question, will it make sense? Like, is this, like, as a written work, does this feel authentic? Does this come across as something that people would appreciate? And again, trailing back to what I said about, you know, it being it's a common thing to being like, you know, audiences respond better to this. People like when this happens and whatnot. This, again, this is true. But we have now advanced in our intake of media to where you don't necessarily need to compromise a story structure in order to fit a particular trope archetype. Hell, look at the popularity that is Game of Thrones. Well, that was Game of Thrones. And look at how different that is in comparison to something that it is inspired by, which is Lord of the Rings. You know, and it's like Game of Thrones kind of puts you in the ringer of seeing characters that you like get murdered. While Lord of the Rings kind of goes out of its fucking way to ensure that a lot of major characters don't die. And when they do die, it's kind of early on and it's kind of held as a tragic type of thing. And then some of them come back to life. Gandalf. But he didn't die really. You see where I'm getting to, where it was like it didn't harm the popularity or the writing of Game of Thrones because characters were killed. It didn't stop people from watching Game of Thrones because the leader of the King of the North and his bride-to-be, whom was with child, were both brutally murdered. It didn't harm the story in any way, shape, or form. Even though people who would go, audiences respond better to this, would say otherwise. You see what I'm getting at? So all I'm saying is that the compromise of just having a story end on this note, because even if you feel that, no, this is totally what, you know, this is like these two need to sleep together or something like that. That doesn't need to happen. Someone can come back and go, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, and then it could be the other way around, to where you have characters who aren't going to be together, and then someone can come in and go, maybe they should, you know. And then, like, and it fucking works. There's plenty of movies where that has happened. But all I'm getting at is that sometimes, like, you really need an outside perspective for certain things, because sometimes things that are showcased in a movie aren't really that well thought of or put together. And looking at the Redemption movie, I was like, yeah, this was a part of the movie I could have did without. And if it didn't have this, I probably would have enjoyed the movie a hell of a lot more. But I just found myself getting incredibly bored with him just having and doing multiple things with the nun in hopes of, like, kind of in, like, in a sense of a vain attempt to try and seduce her or serenade her, which ultimately ended with them eventually sleeping together, which then made me go, well, you know, but she's all about being a nun, but, you know, it's Jason Statham, so what's she gonna do? But it made, like, the entire time, because, like, there's a scene where she's drunk, and then she was like, she didn't eat anything all day because she was worried about talking to him and coming to see him, which I thought was weird. And then she got drunk, and then she was talking with him. And then as she was drunk, she tried to go in and kiss him, and then he kissed her back, or she told him to kiss her, and then he kissed her, and then she kind of, like, ran away or, like, walked away or whatever. But I just couldn't help but think of, it's a scene from Austin Powers, the first Austin Powers, and it stayed with me ever since I was a little kid whenever I saw that scene, when I first saw that scene, because I just love that concept so much, and I love what he said, which was in, him and Veronica were drinking. And she was like, come on, Austin, let's... And she said, she asked him to basically, like, shag or whatever. And then he said, no, you're drunk, it wouldn't be right. And just in the smoothest sense of that statement, just, oh, no, like, you're drunk, it wouldn't be right. While as the entirety that Austin, and since he first fucking met her, all Austin wanted to do was fuck her. But as soon as it became the concept, as soon as it became an issue of her being inebriated, and not really being in the right state of mind to have sex, Austin was completely against it. Like, that's something he does not do. Like, he just does not condone that. And it's like, this man has been shown, like, all he's been brought up is as this horn dog throughout this entire movie. But even he has standards. And then the movie has him end up with Veronica, who falls in love with him in the right state of mind, but doesn't get one of those whack-ass James Bond scenes where it's like, ah, hey, you fuck her, and then she might turn out to be a evil, and then you have to save her, and then you just ride off with her or something like that. And it's like, no, he made a conscious decision. I mean, I'm just bullshitting on the James Bond thing. I've never even seen a fucking James Bond movie, but but it was just the idea that you have a character that basically was just being paraded around. It's the sex. He's literally a sex symbol within those movies. I'm talking about Austin Powers now. And he was literally showcased and placated as a sex symbol. And when the opportunity to have sex with a person popped up that he wanted to have sex with, he was completely against it because they were clearly not in the right state of mind. And then seeing the Redemption movie, in which a nun starts to drink after she hasn't eaten anything all day and then wants to kiss someone, it never rained at all within Jason Statham's mind that was something, well, his character's mind, that was something that he shouldn't do. And I felt like whoever wrote the script basically felt the exact same way. And I was like, well, if a girl is inebriated and she wants to kiss you, that's totally fine. Yet you take the writer from Austin Powers, and they would firmly disagree, I would assume, that no, it's not fine. And it's like that. It's not fine at all, because you yourself are not really getting the girl. Situations and factors are being put into play, which are lowering the defenses that the girl had. Well, actually, weakening the defenses that the girl had in order to give you a better shot. When otherwise, she wouldn't be wasting her fucking time with you. And it's like, why should she? It's like, you haven't done anything to change that aspect of her character. And so having that be something in the movie in order to speed and like hurry along the eventual downplay of her being a nun from the redemption movie, you know, like getting rid of any obstacle about her and like whatever she might have away, because she's clearly attracted to Jason Statham, to me just came off as kind of a hollow little moment, because hell, even what they were doing and how they met to me was just ridiculous, because he took her to like a fucking art gala where she immediately started drinking. And I was just like, even his approach and how he was like talking to her and different things he did for her was just fucking weird. He brought her a dress, and it was like a nice dress, but then it was like, how do you know her measurements? Like, I'm sorry, I'm being real on this one. It was like, you don't just buy a woman a dress. You take a woman dress shopping, but you don't just buy a woman a dress. Are you fucking weird? And at the same point, it was like, why are you buying her a dress? And it's like, well, I like her. Why do you like her? And it's like, she's been taking care of you guys when you were homeless and everything like that. But now it's like, you're just being really inappropriate and weird to just try to get this plot point of these two being together, these two possibly hooking up or whatever. And I didn't like it. It's like, I just didn't like it. But it's just, to me, it just got me thinking about how so many movies do that trope, and they have that aspect of a movie when you don't need to. Your movie will be fine if your main characters aren't fucking. I assure you. Your story would be okay if you have a guy and a girl walk around and they're in a fucking platonic relationship. That's fine. You don't need to give some harsh justification for two characters not being able to hook up either. That was in that, what is it? That fucking, it was a Netflix cartoon that came out, and it was like a girl that was purple. And it was like a little boy on there. And then the show made him gay. And I'm saying the show made him gay. He was gay. The show was bad. It went bad after like the fifth episode. But they made the boy was gay, and he said that to the girl. And I always felt when he watching it, I was like, it seems like that was more so just something used to make sure that he didn't end up with the girl, not something that was just generally a factoid that you saw throughout the entire series. And then considering that they were in a post-apocalyptic world and they were teenagers, and he's been living on his own for so many years, I don't know how he became gay or how he just decided he was gay. I was like, have you seen other boys to be like, you're gay? I don't know. But it was just the factor of, I was like, it just felt like when that statement was said, when the girl revealed that she liked him, because, you know, she was getting to like this guy and he was cool. And then he was just like, he said, oh no, I'm gay. And I was like, well, you didn't even need to say that. I was like, it would have been fine if he would have also said something. I was like, because it would have had the same takeaway to me if he would have just to have said, you know, something like, oh, that's nice, but I'm not attracted to you like that. You know, and it was like, oh, that's cool. Or I'm already seeing someone else. You know, and it was like, these things can be said and it would be fine for the story or anything like that. But a lot of people don't see it that way. A lot of people just don't get and understand that concept. And then you got stories that just try to not have a character get knocked down a peg or anything like that, or just come to a general conclusion like, hey, it's okay for your story that's about a girl asking a guy out and him telling her no. These things are okay to do. And all I'm just trying to say is that it's okay to not have your two main characters hook up. But that's it. So this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame, and as always, good people, hope you have fun. I tried to hurry up and do this shit within the 30-minute time limit that they have. and I did it.